The preliminary findings are inconclusive in the department's ongoing investigation. We do know a few things, though. There seems to be inconsistency in how much Anthem, Aetna, Cigna, and Harvard Pilgrim pay for addiction services and how much they pay based on a patient's age. But it's too early to say if those apparent inconsistencies mean insurers aren't following federal and state laws. The insurance department presented these findings Friday to the Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Chairman Timothy Rourke says there's still a big question unanswered.
Do people's insurance cards work? Whether they get a cancer diagnosis or they get a substance use disorder diagnosis, does their insurance card work the same? That ultimately is, I think, what we care about the most.
The insurance department's full report should be complete this summer. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.